Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
The Blitz, KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Yeah, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down! This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on 290 at Pinemont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number. Use that to text the show. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at Lance Zerline, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. Miss the first hour, you miss 45 minutes of Barry Laminack, Lance was a little late. But you know what? Lance's the one guy I won't get mad at for that because
I just didn't right know
now,
where to go.
Right now is as busy as your busy season.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Because I was bitching earlier about how busy I am right now, and it's man. Like.
You know, yeah. I got in it so Tuesday morning, right? I took a vacation day because I had to do two TV shows. So here's just pull the curtain back. You go in, you have a meeting at like, for me, it's on Pacific time. So for me, I had a 7:15 show, 7:15 meeting in the morning. And then we have a 7:30 meeting. And then I had to do makeup after that. Everyone has different times. I had to get wardrobe to just, like, it's pretty cool. You just bring your clothes out there and they steam it or press it or they match a tie for you. It's like kind of spoils you.
Wow.
You get dressed and then
we
had to
We don't do that with our sports map videos.
No. And then, we're out there taping at 9 a.m. and we taped a show called Mock Draft Live. It's completely on tape. So we tape multiple segments. And then I had an hour and a half break to go eat and then go to another meeting and then did the other show from 3 to – well, we start pre-taping at 1:15, some of the segments, and then we are on live from 3 to 4, but, you know, half the show is pre-taped and the other half is live. And then, unfortunately, the last flight from United is at 5:20.
Oh, boy.
So there's no way. So I had to fly American at 7:40 flight, and that was actually even delayed a little bit because
which, probably flying through Dallas, right?
No. It was straight. Direct. Direct, but I got in at 12. I was supposed to get in at 12:52. We had a little delay, a mechanical issue, so I got in right at about 1 a.m. into Terminal A. I was parked at Terminal E. Had to get over there, and then by the time I got home it was 2 a.m. and then back at it. Wake up at 5. I woke up at 5:40 and got to sleep. I guess about 3. Woke up at 5:40 and then. Back at it in the morning to do the radio.
Is that why you were so cranky yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%.
Well, I think you even said that. I'm on 2 hours sleep.
But, yeah, no, 100%. And so my wife, I tell my wife, like, that's my sleep patterns, right? And that was, you see that one, the 246? Yeah. That's what I got. at that time. So, yeah, I was working about between radio and that about 70 to 80 hours a week for 2 months. And then now it's actually – there's just – at some point you got to do your – like, I got to carve out my radio stuff, and I got to carve out my football.
Right.
So now it's the personal stuff that's tough. And my wife, luckily I have a coach's wife basically because she understands and she takes the kids to do this and that. But now at the back end, I'm going to have to take her on trips. Like, that's a known thing. We're going to Cuba at some point this summer for her birthday, and we're going to Montreal. I've told you about that. We're going to Quebec City and Montreal. Am I saying it right? Am I saying it nice and – is it Quebec or Quebec?
It's Quebec's close enough. Okay. Yeah. It depends on whether you're French-Canadian or whether you're Markin, and you're Markin. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's funny because I'm fortunate enough that my wife works just as much as I do, so –
no,
there just isn't a personal life right now. Yeah. You know, it's funny because, man, this the last couple weeks until after the Derby, I'm going to be slammed like you are on the draft.
Oh, really?
And then
what
after,
are you doing?
Because I do all the Sam Houston picks, plus Sports Map and everything. I get up 5:30 every morning and I try to be done with Sports Map by noon.
Yeah, because I know you hear a lot of the show.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You're up. I know you're up.
I'm up early, and it's like usually I'll listen when I'm dropping the wife off at work.
Until you go to bed.
Yeah, I don't sleep that much, so 12:31 usually.
Oh my God.
I'm
tired of that life. I want to get 6 hours every night.
I don't need that much sleep.
I don't.
I never
need
have.
It, but that's also because I'm addicted to coffee.
But
to caffeine.
Well,
so.
but once every so often, like last night, I went to bed at 8.
Yeah.
And slept until 6.
Felt pretty good, like, didn't it?
I was really sluggish the first part of the day, but
yeah.
You know, every now and then I'll do that. But I wanted to ask you about a couple of things. First, let me tell people what's going on with the tournament in case you're missing it. Kansas is treating Northeastern like Ed Norton in the shower in American History X. 69-38. Murray State is up on Marquette, 44-35. Michigan State won, 76-65. Florida State beat Vermont, 76-69. LSU beat Yale, 79-74. Didn't cover. Auburn beat New Mexico State, 78-77 on a real nice finish where New Mexico State had every chance. They came from way back and almost stole it. Minnesota beats Louisville, 86-76. Maryland over Belmont, 79-77. Good finishes in the Belmont game and in the New Mexico State game. Unfortunately, neither of those teams won, so we haven't really had that holy bleep moment yet. But we just got started. So somebody had asked before the break, and I know you know a lot about the Colts. Justin Houston on a 2-year deal. Your thoughts on that?
No, I mean, he's still got something left. I think it addresses a need that they have. And, you know, I was a little surprised he hadn't signed up to this point. He's probably holding out for more money. He probably thought he was going to get more money than he got. I mean, he got a good deal. But this is really to be honest with you, it's a one-year deal. So it's a kind of a prove it the first year and we'll pay you the second-year deal. Only the first year is guaranteed. And if he does well, they'll obviously roll with the second year and they're not going to cut him cap-wise. But because the Colts have $1 zillion in salary cap space.
Right.
I mean, they have a ton of money. I just think they're a little low on the cash front. Everyone kind of gets confused about that. There's cap space and then there's cash. And the Colts don't have that much cash, the amount that they have for their cap space. And supposedly that was the reason that the Raiders had to let Khalil Mack go. And then they ended up spending a bunch of money, which kind of surprised me in free agency, some of the moves they made. But it's a move that allows them to potentially have some more flexibility in the first round. And that's, unfortunately, that's something the Texans don't have. You know, the Texans right now are in a really bad spot. And I say it this is why I say that. They're in a really bad spot because you can't address offensive line in free agency typically. The only way you can is if you substantially overpay for a guy who's past his prime or – in Trent Brown's case, just got done protecting one of the easiest guys in the world to protect, Tom Brady.
And I don't fault them for not spending that kind of money on him, but why are you not bringing in Donald Penn? Why are you not bringing in Matt Khalil? Those are guys that you
– Donald Penn sign yet? Because I know
– I don't think he has.
I think there's some interest the Texans had in Penn.
Because I think
– Khalil stinks, but
I mean, he's coming off an injury. He's still better than –
he's still better than Julian Davenport.
Yeah, but I mean, if you bring in Donald Penn on a cheap salary, I'm not sure he's any different than Trent Brown.
You need to.
And that's a guy that, okay, let's say you hit a grand slam in the draft and you get Andre Dillard and he turns out to be the guy that you've dreamed of. then you can move Donald Penn to right tackle. And if you don't, well, you got a guy who develops.
Regardless, Fred, you take it, and now you don't. You're not in a situation where you're absolutely desperate.
Where if the guy that you want is already gone, you can wait till the second round to get
somebody
else.
Yeah, you don't have to. You can still draft a good football player and not reach for need. And that's the whole key to free agency. The wave two, and now we're in wave three, is you're plugging guys in right now so that you don't have to panic. I mean, it doesn't necessarily change what you want to do draft-wise, but if the Texans were to grab Donald Penn, you know he's a Band-Aid. You know he's a one-year guy. And he might not even win the job outright. But what he does do...
Well, if he doesn't win the job, then you've done well in the draft.
Yeah, and here's the thing. That's right. And if he does... But what it allows you to do is you can just say, you know what? If there's a run on tackles, we're not going to draft a second rounder, a surefire second rounder in the first round. We're not going to do it. We'll draft a cornerback because there's a really good corner right here that we like. That's the way you should be doing it. And I know that it's a little, you know, I'm not advocating giving dumb money to Nate Solder or to Trent Brown. And that the money they got was pretty crazy. However, this is where you start patching up your roster so you don't panic in the draft, because it's not like they didn't have enough picks last year.
Well, and that's why I like the Houston signing for the Colts, because even if he's a third down guy, bring in just a rush.
It's what they want. They wanted another rusher, and so now they don't have to.
And if you get one, great. If you don't, you're all right.
Yeah,
75-47 now for Kansas.
But Kansas guys just look different than.
Why is this screen green and this one's normal?
That's
very strange. But yeah, all right. 713-780 ESPN. We come back. I want to share this Dana White story with you, and then I want to talk about the Rockets a little bit because, I just real quickly, they lose last night.
Yeah,
I don't know if you're getting these Twitter bots about the Rockets.
Yeah, I've been getting them for 2 years. I just block them immediately.
Here's my favorite.
What's their thing? Why are they doing this? Is this the entree so that you follow them and then eventually they hit you with something more devious? Like, these Twitter bots have been doing this stuff to me, Fred, for 2 to 3 years
now. Yeah, I'm an auto block on them. But I saved this one because I found it funny. At Fred Fowler, Harden, 57 points for his seventh 50-plus point game of the season, two seasons, and forces OT. Should be runaway MVP again.
And then they have a graphic.
He's got a graphic that has James Harden and says 57 points, 9 3PMs.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah,
maybe he was out with women until 3. I don't know. But,
nine of them? A nine. Yeah. Maybe it was a nine at three.
But I found that funny. And B, they lost the freaking game, bot. What the hell? You can score 85. I don't care.
The bot's hoping you – and a lot of these bots, if you hit tweet, reply – it's the same one where they are going after some guy, telling some guy that he was a piece of crap. They want to make it look like a real account. It's so weird.
I was going to quote tweet it and say, hey, Dickweed, they lost the game.
Right.
But I'm not going to give that guy any run, but I can mention it on air.
Yeah, because it's not even a real – I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Whenever I get them showing up in my direct – because I keep open direct messages for – unfortunately, an offshoot of that is Division II and Division III players all send me their huddle highlight reel stuff. But when I get the, hey, what's going on? And I'm like, okay, we're going to have a little fun with this one.
All right. Hey, guys, I have to tell you about a very cool app where you can play. How about this? I'm lazy when it comes to fantasy sports. And if you play best ball on draft, check this out. Season long, but with no management. So you draft. And then that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. You don't even have to set your lineup because your best players are automatically going to get selected, and you'll get the best score that you have on your team every week guaranteed. And how about this? Leagues start every minute, so you can join one right now. The best part, you're playing for cold hard cash, and you're going to get paid out in the next day. Drafts start from just $1, so there's a draft for everyone. And I love this because I love being able to just draft a team, and then I check it each week. I don't have to go in and set my lineup and, am I benching this guy? It's like, he's got a bad matchup. Well, that's okay. My other pitcher has a good matchup. They're going to pick the best ones. Download the app right now. Just search Draft in your app store or play from your computer on draft.com. This year they're running a $100,000 best ball championship draft. Draft the best team, and you can win a piece of $100,000 in prizes. It's that easy. All new players get a free entry into a best ball draft when you make your first deposit and use promo code FRED. Just search Draft in the App Store or go to draft.com and play free with promo code FRED.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
I need help. I'm drowning in myself.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on 290 at Pinemont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. No A.J. today. He's in Vegas, so he'll be checking in with us at some point. Lance Zierlein filling in. And just want to remind you, we are at Twin Peaks 290 and just took a little walk around the place and a whole bunch of Blitzers here. So thank you guys for coming out. Really appreciate you. Tomorrow we'll be at Kirby. Next Thursday, I-10 in Kirkwood. And next Friday, Shenandoah. Where is Shenandoah? Is that
the Woodlands?
The Woodlands. Why don't we call it the Woodlands? Why do we have to call it Shenandoah?
Because technically, the suburb out there is called their postal code is.
Is this going to be like when people got pissed at me when I said someplace was in the Heights and they're like, "Oh no, it's Greater Heights." No, Rice Military.
No, they won't be.
It's like
pissed.
No, you. It's the Heights.
No, they won't be pissed.
Because
the Heights people are different. Like the Heights people are very serious about that. That's like Lodo, Edo. When you start dealing with downtown people, will get you like that too.
Well, the whole Edo thing is funny because, like, when we first moved there, I refused to call it Edo because people who already lived there said, "No, it's East Downtown or it's East Side." But there's an area there now that actually is Edo. So now I'm okay with calling it that.
Oh, is that what it is?
I mean, yeah, it's well. You have to try to be respectful of people who have always been there.
That's fine. It's just
when you're part of the gentrification people.
Yeah, but they're making up some names too, though.
Yeah, I mean, Edo sounds
stupid.
It wasn't
called Edo. We need to make it cool. What do we? Let's have a naming contest. Let's call it Edo.
So,
West Downtown's not Weedo.
But yet.
Or Nido for North Downtown. What the hell?
It's not yet.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway,
hold on. What were you gonna say,
Fred? You said. We're going to be at the Twin Peaks at I-10 and Kirkwood on Thursday. We are not.
Uh-oh.
Everybody up until us.
Where are we?
See?
We are at Lucky's Pub downtown for Astros opening day. So you can walk home.
Oh, I can. Yeah.
Man.
Barry will be staying out at the Twin Peaks at I-10 and Kirkwood from 4 to 7 for an appearance while we are at Lucky's for
opening day for the
Astros.
How much are you loving that?
You know what? That's
aren't you glad I told you that now, though?
Well, I'm sure I would have known by next Thursday at some point.
Yeah,
I would have figured it out.
You make that assumption.
Yeah.
I've been working off this assumption. I was going to the Kirby location for 3 weeks.
Oh, how much would that suck if I went all the way out to I-10 in Kirkwood and then found out that, no, the show is 5 minutes from your house? That'd be exactly what Hoffman did that
time. Exactly.
So Twin Peaks has been busy in the kitchen cooking up some smoking new things for you to try. Twin Peaks restaurants are now introducing all new Smoker Selects, each featuring in-house and smoked meats. They use hickory wood and smoke low and slow overnight to lock in the flavor. Come try new additions like the Spicy Thai Ribs app, the Carolina Pulled Pork Sandwich, or the Sweet and Smoky Ribs. Each drinks scenic views. And
we'll get over here with the menu, and I will try it.
Okay.
We don't have to just make that a liner. It could be reality.
Okay.
I can make it really happen.
I had some of the wings earlier.
Yeah,
very good.
That sounds about like what I'm going to probably
Here's a
do.
Menu for you right here. See?
Yeah, I did have, I'm not going to
Belmont,
lie.
Belmont boy has you covered.
Yeah, what is that? What's this? Belmont.
You missed that. If you
Aaron
showed up on time.
Aaron went to school there, yeah.
Yeah,
he didn't graduate, though. He made it clear to tell us.
Barry called me out on the fact.
So tell me about your Rockets. What is, you talked about the bot.
Yeah, that's all
you
I cared about.
You talked about the bot thing.
Okay. Yeah. Don't come at me with... He scored 57 points MVP you lose the freaking game.
No, but let me ask you. So I think I know AJ's thoughts on this. Somebody was telling us this. So do you guys give – I don't want to say you guys. I'll just – you. Do you give the Rockets a chance against the Warriors?
Last year I thought they had a realistic chance.
Oh, absolutely.
And
they were the one seed.
Yeah. I don't – I'd say I give them about a 20% chance. I give them a chance, but I think – they're going to have to play better basketball than we've seen. I mean, they had a good little win streak here, but they haven't exactly been the dominant team that we saw last year.
They're just not the same. Now, they have been playing much, much better basketball since the break. And
you know what? I'm going to say 10. I'm going to say 10%.
10?
Yeah.
That feels a little low.
I feel like they'll have to play four games as good as they've played all season to win that series. If they get there, let's start with that.
You know, they do have success against them. They had success last year in the playoffs. They've had success last year in a regular season. They've had success this year in a regular season.
Well, here's the other reason.
I'm trying to sell you.
No, but here's the other reason I'm saying 10%, because you got to factor in the at least 50% chance that Chris Paul gets hurt.
Well, I mean, if that's the case, and it drops substantially. There's no question about it. Yeah.
So I wanted to tell you this Dana White story real quick because. I think at the and I started, yeah. You go ahead and order. I'll give people an update on the basketball games right now. Kansas has beaten Northeastern, 87-53. So the Jayhawks move on, and the Murray State Racers are housing Marquette. Still 12 minutes left to play, but they went on an 18-7 run to start the second half, and now lead 60-42. So if you're a Racer fan, they're rolling against Marquette. So how good was that? I mean, did I not time that perfectly?
You did.
That was perfect.
So
I only care about right now. You only care about brackets and the numbers.
Right.
What was your number? What were you laying? What were you getting?
Yes.
I got a little interest in Michigan winning handily tonight.
I might be with you on that one. I've got a couple games. I want to talk to AJ too because I like getting his takes on things.
Yeah.
But he'll probably weigh in around the 6 o'clock hour. But I was listening to you guys, and you guys were also ahead of the curve on MMA back in the day. And you'd have Dana White on, and I heard him talking a couple times. I started watching Ultimate Fighter, and
we had him on to promote.
So he
season one and two,
and one of the reasons we. He was going around to every major newspaper and meeting with their editor, their sports editor.
I remember when he was in town to do that because I interviewed him at the radio station.
Yeah.
We did an interview together, and he was in town to talk to you in the newspaper. That's right.
And he comes into my office, and he's practically begging for coverage. And he's like, he starts off with, listen, we're this, and I'm just like, stop.
Yeah.
I want to do this. You just tell me, can I send guys to the fights? Can I do this? And he was just shocked.
Yeah.
He's like, I go into all these places. It's all these old guys. And, I mean, I was old, but he's like, and they, it's like, oh, it's human cockfighting and all this stuff. We're not going to cover it. And he goes, nobody's shown any interest. And I'm like, this guy's going around begging for coverage. And look at him now.
Yeah.
It's just silly to me.
It's crazy. And I remember, and Dana would say, and I remember getting an argument with Matt Jackson on the radio when we were at 610, and, like, he couldn't believe, he thought I was just crazy for saying that boxing would one day be overtaken by MMA. I said, Matt, I've grown up a huge boxing fan. I've read Nat Fleischer's boxing, the boxing Bible. I've studied Sandy Sadler and you know, Pitt versus Sandler, the trio of fights they had. I've, everything from the 80s with Hagler and John the Beast Mugabe. Watched them all that stuff. But I realized they have something that boxing doesn't have, which was, A, fights were settled in the ring typically, and you didn't have the crooked judges. And then, B, this was going to be – it was just more action. There was a lot of things working against boxing. Boxing was getting off of free TV.
Right.
MMA was doing everything they could to get on. Now, MMA's doing some of the same stuff that boxing is. Eventually, you get so big and that, the money and the greed will eventually get you in every sport. But Dana White, I'll never forget. I use that Dana White thing all the time, too. I tell people – I remember when the UFC would do anything it could. They would get fighters on the Air Force. Could get guys. I flew out for Chuck Liddell versus Randy Couture 1. I flew out there before that. I was out there.
Yeah, I know you were out there a couple times.
I was out there actually way before that for Chuck Liddell versus somebody else. I was ringside, media seat. There was probably 10 of us, 8 to 10 of us, and I'm right there on top of the ring, and I couldn't believe the seat that I had. And that's because I was at the Chronicle. So I got out there with Z-Report blog, and it was like I couldn't believe. And every time I checked in, I could get seats. And all of a sudden, I could get ringside coverage. Then all of a sudden, I was in the I was in the seats.
Yeah.
Like, I was no longer ringside. And, yeah, now it's you can't get Dane on. It's like
well,
it's really
it was
hard.
So funny because, like, it's like we exchanged cards and, like, he and I chatted a few times after that. And then once they got big, it's like, you're dead.
Yep.
And I remember my credential for the first time the UFC came to Houston. I was in the rafters. I'm like, okay.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I so that first time, that's when George St. Pierre got upset.
Yeah.
And I was I had media seats. They were pretty good. They were in the seats. I mean, they were okay, though.
I say the rafters. I'm just – they weren't great seats for what, you know, you would expect.
Right, right. Well, I went up to a suite and that Martin Fox had, and I throw Martin Fox's name out there, but he was out there with some other people, some athletes, and there was, and he goes, and Tillman Fertitta wanted me to come down and Mario Williams, who was up there. So we sat down there by Tillman's seats, which were, you know, he's a Fertitta. That was Frank Lorenzo Fertitta,
right,
owned it at the time. And this is when Mario had just finished his rookie season. We went down there and literally sat right next to the ring. And I talked to Mario as I was going down, you know, we were headed, making our way from up down to the ring or whatever. And it was really weird because Mario was just a kid. Like, he didn't have, he wasn't dressed up fancy. He was wearing a white T-shirt and some jeans and tennis shoes. He said he didn't really do anything around town. He didn't really have many friends. He just played video games. Like, I realized Mario was not acclimated to the big city at all.
No.
That was part of, I think, it was all too overwhelming for him his first year. Shortly thereafter, he took off. He got much, much better by year two and then year three. But that first year, and he was kind of persona non grata because he wasn't Vince Young and he wasn't Reggie Bush.
Right.
And so I remember talking to him at that UFC just briefly. I mean, Mario didn't talk a lot, but I got the feeling, I really understood, man, this is just a different deal now. Mario, this is too big for Mario right now.
All right. You know what else might be too big? The interest rate on your credit card debt.
Oh, yeah.
How was that for a transition? Was that good?
That's real.
The average credit card debt, 18% APR is what you're paying. You might be paying more than that. You probably are. And you might want to check your interest rate because if you've got good credit, LightStream is going to take care of you. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars depending on how much you have on your credit card. You can you get a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. You get a rate as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. Okay, so you might want to do the math. 6.14%, is that greater than or less than 18%? I'm going to go less than 18%. The rate is fixed. It will never go up. You get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. No fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply, so you can jump on there right now. If you've got good credit, you deserve great service, low-interest fixed-rate loan from LightStream. That's what they call lending uncomplicated. You want to save even more? Blitzers get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Fred for more information.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. Is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on 290 at Pinemont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. It is Fred Fowler and Lance Zierlein filling in today. If you want to get in, you know the number. You can hit us up on the text line, hit us up on Twitter. And some breaking news. Your 2.0 mock draft is it now available?
It's officially live at NFL.com.
Okay. So I need to go to this so we can talk about it a little bit.
Yep. I kept the same. Well, I'm not going to tell you. I'll just come up.
Well, we don't want to give away the whole thing because we want people to go look at it.
Well, we want people to keep listening to the show, too.
Well, yeah.
So I can't just give you the Texans pick right away.
But. Well, no, but who do you have going number one overall? I can ask you that.
Oh, Kyler Murray.
So here's the thing. And
it's a lock. Kyler Murray's done. It's a done deal.
Well, and I'm going to chastise you a little bit because you came on very early saying that was going to happen and you didn't quite have the stones to do it yet.
Yeah, I didn't want to. I didn't want to because, A, I didn't want to do it publicly in a draft, in a mock draft format. And then I had a little tip. So it was just – it was good enough to throw out there and hint, but not officially put it out there yet just because I wanted to kind of wait and not look like I was – also not look like I was betraying a conversation.
Well,
I – understand what I mean?
Yeah.
I talked to somebody who gave me a little hint, and I didn't – and if you go come right out after that, it looks like you
right.
are taking conversations and putting it out
there. Right. You got to be careful with that. Yep. No question. But I won't say who necessarily, but you have the Texans taking a tackle, so let me ask you a question.
Yeah, I don't care. We can talk about it.
Well, the same guy you had him with last time.
Yeah, Greg Little.
That didn't change.
Yeah, and here's the reason why. I've got a second-round grade on him, but I feel like the Texans right now are desperate for a left tackle. There's three potential left tackles in this draft. Maybe more, depending on how you see it. I mean, Yadni could juice, but I wouldn't take him in the first two rounds. So there's three potential picks in the first two rounds. Andre Dillard, he'll be gone. Greg Little is a left tackle. And a kid named Titus Howard out of Alabama State. So Andre Dillard's going to be gone. Now you need a right tackle too. So the better move there, to me, is drafting the best tackle. And if it's a right tackle, then oh well. And if you get Donald Penn, guess what you get to do, Fred? Draft the best tackle and not worry about it being a left tackle. Without Donald Penn, well, now you've got a right tackle and left tackle hole. You got Chantrell Henderson coming back, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And so then it allows you to say, now the Texans are saying, well, shoot. I mean, we really have to find somebody on the weak side, on the blind side. Let's go with Greg Little, even though he had a subpar combine and his tape is really more early second round. Let's reach for him. And you never want to do that. And Brian Gain doesn't strike me as a guy that would reach, but – you didn't do, like, last free agency, last draft, this free agency, and now you're at this draft. At some point, you have to start taking tackles and trying to coach them up.
So could you see them trading up to try to get Dillard, or is they going to be too high
nope.
up?
They're not trading up.
Okay. What about trading down?
I had Dillard in the top 10 anyway. I can't see him getting past 11 at Cincinnati. I can see them trading back, yes.
Especially, okay, let's say they sign Donald Penn, and they don't think Little's worth that pick, and they don't think Reisner's worth that pick to play the other side or inside. Do you trade down? Do you take a corner? Because I think there's going to be two or three really good corners even 15 spots later. Would it make sense to trade down, pick up an extra pick, get a corner, get one of those other tackles in the second round?
Yeah. See, if you traded back out of the first – then it makes more sense for you to take Greg Little there if he's still there, or Titus Howard, or whoever, you know, you like. I like Dalton Risner a lot, but he's not a left tackle. He never has been. He's a right tackle, and maybe, or he may be just a right guard, left guard, or center. So Caleb McGarry is a kid out of Washington that would make a lot of sense for the Texans based on what they look for, but he's not a left tackle. So what they've done, in essence, is put themselves in a position where everybody who's interested in a tackle knows that they can trade ahead of 23 to go get one.
Right.
Because they're a sitting duck there. It's what happened when at quarterback, I kind of laid this out. And then people say, you got Deshaun. You don't like Deshaun? But here's the problem. When they didn't address back in 2014, they needed a quarterback, right? So people jumped ahead of them in their first pick of the second round. Minnesota jumped up and got Teddy Bridgewater at the back end of the first. Then, before their first pick in the third round, New England jumped up and got Jimmy Garoppolo. So, or wherever they were picking.
Second round, yeah.
Yeah. No.
Garoppolo was second round.
Yeah, New England jumped into the second round to get him. So, the Texans got scooped on two potential quarterbacks they might have liked because they were sitting ducks because everyone knew they needed a quarterback there. So, when you don't – the one problem with not addressing free agency, even as a stopgap measure, is that you put yourself in harm's way for teams to know exactly what you have to target. And right now, I feel like everybody on the planet knows tackle one, corner two. And it's easy. It's an easy assessment. So, I don't know. I just think they're going to have to reach on tackle now. And that's why I keep putting Greg Little. It's not what I would do. I wouldn't be sad about it, but I would draft the best player available. I'd draft the best tackle available. And if it's the right tackle, then so be it. And if you do what you talked about and sign Donald Penn to a one-year deal, it gives you that flexibility potentially to just go take whoever you have highest on the board at tackle or at cornerback.
All right, 713-780-ESPN, if you wish to text the show. We are going to take a very quick break. When we come back, we're going to have a gym of the day. This will be – I've got a bunch of options.
Yeah.
But there's pressure on here because it's Lance Erline. So it's got to be a gym of the day that Lance will like.
Okay.
So I've got three of them to choose from, and we'll let you pick the one that you want to make fun of the most. How's that sound? All right. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on 290 at Pinemont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Glad I steered you right on that Crawford Bach. I'm going to give something away at 5:50, fifth caller. Meet and greet for four with me Saturday from 7 to 9. Free admission, snacks for you and your guests. It's actually a buffet. It's a little more than snacks. And you want some free handicapping tips, whatever, then I will gleefully do it. So 5:50, the fifth caller. And you know what? I got to tell you the best part of this job. I've now had two people come up to me today and tell me I gave them some advice once, and now –
Yeah, I saw that one guy. What did he do? What did you tell him?
I gave him some advice on writing, and now he's a literary agent, and he's written. He's all kinds
of
stuff.
He's a literary agent?
Yeah, among other things, yeah. So that's the best part of the job. And that's one of the reasons why I chose this over teaching. I think I can impact a lot more
people. What advice you give your second wife?
Not
as good.
No.
I've given some bad advice. I've given good advice. I've given some bad advice.
See,
I've taken bad advice,
We have too. Very different parenting approaches too, and
her and you,
yeah, oh yeah, and because
I'm
more of the, you know, hey, I want you to earn stuff. Like, if you want money from me, fine, come work for me part time,
yeah,
or something like that.
That makes total sense.
And
to me,
yeah, and so I don't like just giving them money. I mean, I like them to actually, you know, put some effort into it, and you know, and I spoil my daughter too much, and. You know, she's like me without all the bad stuff, and so she'll come over, and I'm not afraid to, you know, talk about smoking weed and stuff like that. I don't think my ex approves of that.
Probably
because she's 17, but she has no interest in it. So, but if she does, I'd rather her get good stuff. That's how I told both of them. if you guys ever decide you're going to do this, fine.
Listen, we need to sit down. I have a very important talk with you guys about drugs.
I don't want you getting the stuff from your friends.
Grades up, yeah. Drugs down. I know, yeah. Dad.
Well, just say no.
Yes, but.
If you say yes.
I want to talk about quality for a second. Yeah. Today we're going to talk about hydroponics, okay?
Exactly.
And, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to give you a choice here for gym of the day.
All right.
I have space herpes. Mm. I have a man bringing a steer to Petco. And I have a group of spring breakers getting scammed into a fake snorkeling trip and being left for dead on a snake-infested island. So,
Fire Festival documentary is awfully good. So I want this.
You want this one?
Yeah, I like hearing millennials get scammed.
Oh, and I got to tell you, this group is so dumb.
Oh, no, clearly.
Because let's start with this. They're British.
That's
so automatic,
that's not fair either.
Automatically snooty, right?
Well, British coming to this country?
No, they were going to Thailand.
What's up?
You want me to play this first?
Oh, you have the...
Yeah.
Okay, play it, yeah.
Oh.
The gym of the day.
I thought you had the audio,
it's
sorry.
The gym of the day. The Denmark Jeweler gym of the day.
Yeah, see, who sings that?
That's AJ Hoffman. He is the songbird of the 21st century. So a group of British teenagers, and looking at the picture, they were in Thailand. Okay, what could go wrong in Thailand? Let's just start with that.
Not much.
So Emily Ince, a 19-year-old from Preston, Lancashire, that was her spring break. They went to Thailand with 17 friends.
Please tell me this ends with something about a lady boy. that would make the funny story. No. Then they were beaten by a group of lady boys.
No, they were approached by three men offering a snorkeling tour in the seaside resort of Hua Hin, south of Bangkok, for $26 each.
Feels reasonable up to this point.
Does it? Three guys just approach you. Hey, you want to do a snorkeling trip?
No, it doesn't feel super reasonable.
Yeah, I'm probably going to tell them to bleep off. They were then taken out on the boat and told to swim to shore. The men threw them two snorkeling masks and advised them to stay away from the snakes. She and her friends were forced to swim in jellyfish-infested water. Aw. By the way, if you're going to go snorkeling and there were jellyfish in the water, there were going to be jellyfish where you were snorkeling.
Yeah.
But then they got to the island, which was swarming with venomous snakes.
Hey, man, f*** that.
Exactly. After being left
swimming with venomous snakes.
That's what it says. After being left without food, water, or sunscreen for 3 hours, you little millennial British.
They're British, that's a bit, you better lead with that.
Yeah, that's true.
And first off, they did not have sunscreen and were burned badly with fifth-degree burns across their face. Oh, and there were snakes.
And I don't think that was very nice of them. They were eventually rescued after enlisting the help of a local fisherman. I was in the first group, and we were really excited. But as we came to the island, they stopped the boat about 32 feet away. And they, who guesses 32 feet, by the way?
Right.
That's like the most random number ever. They made us swim from what is that? That's only 10 yards, right? That's like 12 yards.
Yeah. That's not a long swim.
No. When we eventually got to the island, the three men just chucked us two snorkeling masks and advised us we keep away from the snakes. Understandably, we were confused and a bit concerned about that. And then my friend got stung by a jellyfish while swimming over because the waters were infested with them. You know what? I got to say, I am Team Thailand on this one.
Yeah.
If you guys are dumb enough to fall for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shame.
So, they even thought they were on some show called I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
They didn't really think that.
One of their friends. These 18 Brits, you guys are dumb. Every one of you.
They had 18 and two snorkel masks.
Yeah.
And they were just told to get after it, but watch the snakes.
Yeah, watch out for the snakes. Okay, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Yeah, my other favorite one was right here in Texas where apparently they say all leashed pets are welcome at Petco, right?
So they went steer to Petco?
They took this gigantic steer.
Whoa, those aren't real horns, are they?
I believe they are.
How is that possible?
That's like a...
They look like...
That's a steroided longhorn is what that is.
Let me see another picture to see if that's real.
Well, that's it. I think that's the only one.
I think it's
a
special breed.
Okay.
It's got to be.
Of a roided up.
And they ran it into a pet car?
Well, they walked it in on a leash because they say all leash pets are welcome. So I'm kind of wondering, what if you leashed a venomous snake?
Yeah.
Would that count?
Or
like a tarantula?
I would say so.
I mean, they sell tarantulas.
I get the feeling people who work at pet stores are fearless anyway. They just, every one of these animals is a special creature, and they're to be loved and not harmed. Like, I'm just telling you now.
I bet on the break room they're back there going, oh, did you see that woman who was saying how cute her dog was? Was that not the ugliest dog you've ever seen?
Yeah, that's just human nature.
Yeah.
But you know what I would go to Petco and see if they have? A shovel to cut off the head of a snake. Because snakes are terrible. Look at that. That's a real...
Yeah. There you go. Whoops. I was trying to show the...
So this guy...
They just walked him into a Petco.
I mean, if he got gored, I'm not going to feel that bad.
No.
Because now, why are you walking a steer?
Well, what if a bulldog got gored like what happened with
Bevo? That's what I'm saying. I saw what Bevo almost did.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a break. We've got
one hour
to go. And I'll save the space herpes for tomorrow. So, all right. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 live from Twin Peaks on 290.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.